these are what I'm talking about are these pockets of like, you know, possibility, like, you know, part of liberatory education. And you know, this is what Kitesens does, is that you're very connected to the family and the community. And so now, once we shut down the schools in March, where did kids go? They had to go back home. You know, some of them went back to live in a car, you know, it depended. But suddenly we had to bring the families in. We had to find ways to connect with families. So that forces us into a certain position of being in community. And you cannot have liberatory education. You cannot have freedom and abolition in education if you don't include the whole child. And the whole child includes even mama who's in prison or whatever. I mean, so I think that that is there are some models out there, you know, that we should be relying on more. And I wish we were, I really do. But Kitesens really hit it out of the park when the pandemic hit, man. Even my daughter, who's at an art school, she went to their website and she's like, I started doing some of the things they had on their website because it was like cooler than what was happening in my classes, you know? I mean, so, but that's what happens when you have a community of educators who believes in the integrity and humanity of young people, their families, the community that surrounds them, each other. When you allow creativity to blossom, you'll hit all the subjects, I promise. I feel like saying to educators, they will be hit. They will learn the math. They will learn the English. And you know why? Because they will want to, because they know they need that skill to be able to do the next thing, this next incredible thing that a place like Kitesens is creating for them, you know? So I have said to Kaya, who's the executive director of Kitesens, that it's the one ray of hope in my whole life, is that place. It really is. Yeah, it's a site of hope. Kitesens is a site of hope.